主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续警醒预备。
We continue the topic to watch and prepare.
今天这两堂的内容就是主耶稣讲世界末日的内容。
The content of the last two sermons is about our Lord Jesus Christ talking about the end of the world.
那在主耶稣讲世界末日的道理当中。
In the sermons of the end of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ.
到底要我们做什么？
What does the Lord want us to do?
我们发现到主耶稣原来是要我们迎接最后时刻的到来。
We find that the Lord wants us to welcome the coming of the final hour.
每个人都有生命中最后的时刻。
Every one of us has the final hour in our life.
信仰中也有信仰中的最后时刻。
In the life of faith, we have the final moments of our faith.
主耶稣再临的时刻就是信仰最后的时刻。
The coming of the Lord again is the final moments of our faith.
主耶稣在马太福音书24章讲世界末日的情景。
In Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24, Lord Jesus Christ spoke of the situation in the end times.
主耶稣也讲了许多有关各种灾难的预言。
He talks about prophecies of all the different disasters.
而且，这些灾难，主耶稣说不过是灾难的起头而已。
But Lord Jesus Christ says this was about the beginning.
然后主耶稣强调，这些灾难呢，这些事呢，是必须有的。
And the Lord Jesus emphasized that all these must come to pass.
灾难只是起头。
This is just the beginning.
然后这些事必须有。
And then these things must come to pass, must happen.
为什么必须有这些灾难，这些事呢？
So why must all these calamities happen?
包括我们昨天讲的教会里面的情形。
Including a situation we talk about within the church.
为什么必须有呢？
Why must it come to pass?
我们看马太福音书24章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
我们读6节到8节。
Verse 6 to verse
8. 1, 2, 3。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。总不要惊慌，为什么？因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。必须有，是因为里面隐藏着神的爱。
So these things must take place because within this is the love of God.
灾难中隐藏着神的爱，你能明白这件事吗？
Within all these calamities are the love of God. Can you understand this?
我们以为平平安安才是神的爱。
We often think that only in peace is the love of God.
有时甚至灾难，发生了，原来才看到是神的爱。
But sometimes in these calamities and tribulations, we see the love of God.
如果没灾难，你是不会回来教会的了。
Because without this, you not return back to the church.
那么必须有，因为里面隐藏着神的管教。
It must take place because in this is the chastisement of God.
因为没有管教，你是醒不过来的。
Because if God does not chastise us, we will not be awakened.
必须有，是因为里面隐藏着神的审判。
It must take place because in this is the judgment of God.
因为如果这样没有审判，那就显出神是没有公义的。
Because if there's no judgment of God, then does not show the righteousness of God.
无论这些灾难是在世界发生，还是在教会里面发生。
Whether these disasters happen in church.In the world or in the church.
要记着耶稣讲的，这些必须有，一定要有。
Must remember what the Lord says that all this must take place.
我们就要去接受，顺服去接受。
So we must accept and submit.
然后我们要去不断的反省检讨自己。
And reflect upon ourselves.
不要问为什么。
Don't ask why.
只问在这件事上神要做什么。
But only ask what does the Lord want to do in this event or matter.
那我从当中学习到什么。
And from this what can we learn?
我是必须要悔改。
Do I need to repent?
我是不是要检讨？
Do I need to reflect?
我是不是要更进一步的热心来爱神？
Do I need to be have more zeal to love God?
不是一直在问为什么呀？
Don't ask why anymore.
必须有的。
This must take place.
因为隐藏神的爱。
Because in this hidden is the love of God.
隐藏神的管教。
Hidden is the chastisement of God.
因为隐藏着神的审判。
Hidden is the judgment of God.
那注意主耶稣开始讲这个世界末日前的第一句话。
So take note before he talks about the end times, end of the world, the first thing he said.
那这句话就是他为什么要讲世界末日的他的动机以及他的目的。
And this is the purpose why he needed to talk about the end times.
那第一句话是什么呢？
What was the first thing he said?
看第四节。
Verse 4.
1, 2, 3。耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑他们。耶稣讲世界末日呢，特别是需要我们信主的人要谨慎。
So it's that for us to be alert and vigilant.
当一切事情发生的时候，必须有的时候，你会进入到迷惑去。
So when certain things happen, we will be deceived and misled.
如果你没有谨慎，没有警醒，你真的会进入迷惑里面去。
If we are not watchful and vigilant, we will be misled.
这是耶稣讲末日道理的动机以及他的目的。
And this is the purpose and motivation why the Lord spoke about the
提醒我们
sermons of the last days to remind us
不要进入迷惑
don't be deceived
不断的提醒我们
to remind us
要迎接最后时刻的到来
to welcome to face the coming of the final hour
让我们注意看哦，主耶稣讲世界末日的背景，他的背景。
So the background to the end times.
动机我们已经看到了。
We spoke about the motivation of the purpose.
那背景是怎样讲的呢？从什么背景中讲这讲末日道理呢
？With what background did he base his context on?
我们看一节跟二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
这两节就是讲世界末日的背景来的。
Verse 1 and verse 2 is the context about this talking about the last days.
一二三。耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他看。耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。”背景就是圣殿。
So this is the context, that's the temple.
所以我这一堂的题目叫做圣殿被毁。
So the subtitle for this sermon is the destruction of the temple.
这个圣殿非常的伟大。
This temple was very great and majestic.
这个圣殿是所罗巴伯带着选民从巴比伦回国重建的第二圣殿。
This was the second temple which was rebuilt by Zerubbabel and the elect when they came back from Babylon.
那么到主耶稣时代，甚至是使徒时代，他们都还在这个殿里面聚会。
But the time of Jesus and the time of apostles, they continued to worship God within this temple.
后来这个希律王，他为了要讨好犹太人，他再一次的扩建。扩充这个圣殿。
And King Herod, in order to please the Jews, he extended and renovated the temple.
他这个圣殿呢，叙利王用了46年来扩充它，重建它。
And this King Herod spent 46 years to extend and to renovate the temple.
用了40几年还没有完全的建好哦。
Over 40 years and it was not completed yet.
我们来看约翰福音书二章。
Gospel according to John chapter 2.
二章我们来读20节
John chapter 2 verse 20
来一
Let's read together
三犹太人便说这殿是46年才造成的你三日内就要再建立起来吗耶稣说你们拆毁这殿他主耶稣三日要把它重建起来
So Jesus said to them destroy this temple and three days I'll raise it up
他们以为耶稣讲的是这个大叙利王重建的圣殿扩充的圣殿
They thought that Jesus was talking about this temple that was extended and renovated by great Herod
这个圣殿是用46年才建成的呀
So they say that this temple was built in 46 years
事实上我们看到46年的时候都还没 完全部建好
And the fact was in 46 years the renovation was not done yet
是到主后64年主后64年才全部完工
The work only completed in AD 64
你就想这个圣殿是多堂皇多美丽多伟大
So we can imagine how great and majestic the temple was
但是这么堂皇几十年建的这个圣殿呢只用了7年就完全被摧毁了。
But this majestic temple that took decades to build, they could only use it for 7 years before it was utterly destroyed.
全部圣殿完工，只用了7年就被摧毁了。
When they finished the work completely, they could only use it for 7 years before it was totally destroyed.
犹太人，包括门徒，都因为这个大圣殿而骄傲而夸口。
The Jews, including even the disciples, they were proud because of this great temple.
所以门徒看到这个大圣殿，就指给耶稣看，说耶稣。你看这个圣殿多美丽多伟大多堂皇
That's why the disciples came and pointed out the temple buildings to Jesus saying how majestic how beautiful it was
简单说就以这个物质的圣殿为夸口来骄傲、
So they were boasting about this physical temple
所以当时流行这样的一句话
So there was this saying at the time
若没有瞻仰过叙利的圣殿
You have not seen this temple built by Herod
就没有资格说看过漂亮的建筑物
Then you have no right to say that you have seen a beautiful building
这个圣殿是多么的伟大呀。
So how great was the temple?
你若没有真正瞻仰过、看过这个希律王建的这个圣殿
，So if you have not seen with your own eyes this temple built by Herod,
就没有资格说你看过漂亮的建筑物。
Then you have no right to say you have seen a beautiful building.
但是主耶稣对门徒说
，But Jesus said to the disciples,
对这些夸口的人说
，These people who are boasting.
将来没有一块石头留在石头上。
He says in the future, not one stone will be left upon another.
真的，主后七十年，提多将军带军围困耶路撒冷。
Indeed, in 70 AD, General Titus led the Roman armies to surround Jerusalem.
用火烧圣殿，整个圣殿都被摧毁掉了。
With fire, they burned down the whole temple.
甚至超过一百万的犹太人在耶路撒冷被杀。
And over a million Jews were killed in Jerusalem.
这件事，主耶稣很早就不断的预言来警告他们。
But this matter.Jesus has forewarned them from an early time.
真的，将来没有一块石头留在这个伟大的圣殿上。
That in the future, indeed, not one stone was left upon another for this temple.
那么这件事情给我们什么样的教训呢
？So what does this matter? What teachings can we learn from this?
我们看到世人以及门徒都进入到一种迷惑里面去。
We see the people of the world and also even the disciples were misled and deceived.
以为这种为神建大大的圣殿。一位很堂皇的圣殿，花很多时间、很多金钱的圣殿，那就是叫做爱神，那就是神的荣耀。
They think that if they spend time, spend money to build this beautiful and majestic temple that is loving God and giving glory to God.
哦，用外面的建筑、外表的建筑来夸耀自己的信仰的成功、信仰的成就。
They use this physical temple, external temple, to boast of their success of their faith.
请问这是不是进入一个另一种？进入一种迷惑去
，Isn't this been deceived and misled？
以为这样就叫做爱主
，Thinking that this is loving God。
今天哦，这个世界就是有这样的潮流。
Today in this world is such trend。
大了更大，高了更高。
What is big make it bigger? What is tall make it taller?
所以我们的建筑越做越大，越建越高。
So you see the buildings are constantly big, are bigger and higher.
请问那个是什么来的
？So what are this?
那就是人的荣耀来的嘛。
This is the glory of man.
那个人建的那个政府的荣耀嘛，谁做政府谁荣耀嘛。
The glory to the government that built the building.
而且不断的留名留了世世代代，什么政府做的，什么首相做的。
And the name is left for generations to come. This is built by this prime minister.
就是以这些来夸口啊，来骄傲的呀。
And man boasts of these things.
难道在信仰上、属灵上也用这些圣殿来荣耀吗？夸耀吗
？Should we also boast in our faith of these physical temples as our glory?
真的，我们已经进入另一种迷惑。
Indeed, we have been deceived and misled.
主耶稣要打破他们这种骄傲，打破他们这种迷惑。
Lord wants them to break this such a thinking in them.
神真正要的荣耀不是这些，不是这种外表的物质的这种荣耀。
The glory that God wants is not this physical glory.
真正的属灵的圣殿，属灵的敬拜。
Part of this spiritual temple, spiritual worship.
每个人真正的敬畏神。
Everyone fear God with a true heart.
哦，这才是真正的神的荣耀，圣殿的荣耀。
This is the true glory of God, true glory of temple.
那有一个国家的总会。
So there is this general assembly in a particular country.
有一个区，他要建一个很高大的这个建筑物。
They want to build a tall building.
他们夸口说要高过现在的总会。
They say to be taller than the current General Assembly building.
那个经费好像多少亿哦，我忘记了。
And the fund goes to tens of millions, hundreds of millions.
吓死人哦，那个金钱。
And the fund is great amount of money.
弄到大家很辛苦啊，大家正在争吵呀。
Everybody, because of this, were quarreling with one another.
这件事已经策划了整十年了。
And they planned this for over a decade.
现在什么都还看不见。
But until now, nothing.
因为还吵到今天，有反对的，有赞成的。
There are still those people against this, those people for this.
几十层楼的大厦。
Those they say want to build a high-rise building.
包括现在的总会。
Or higher than even the current General Assembly.
我们要做世界的宣道工作。
We want to do the worldwide evangelism work here.
明堂是多堂皇，多伟大呀。
So how majestic and how great!
我跟你讲，你要做世界宣道楼。
Yes, you want to do a building for world evangelism.
我们马来西亚这里的土著，我们要去传道，跟那座楼有什么关系？我问你。
If you want to preach to the natives here in Malaysia, what does it have to do with the building?
沙巴有很多土著，很多森林里面那没有传福音的地方，我们要去传福音。 跟这个大厦这个大楼 有关系吗
Sabah, 我问你有关系吗 still staying in very rural area. What does he preaching to them? What does he have to do with that building?
什么叫做世界先到大楼
What do you mean by world evangelism? Building for world evangelism. It sounds good.
事实上什么真正的传会 都没有真正帮到
But in actuality, it does not help with any gospel work.
如果真正用这几十亿 来分派给各国的总会去传福音
If you share these hundreds of millions with all the other general assemblies
到深山里面去传福音去建立教会
To be able to go into the rural areas to help to preach and to help the people.
这就是真正的世界传道工作吧。
Then this is true world evangelism work.
现在用几十亿只建这个建筑物而已，你知道吗？
Just hundreds of millions just for one building.
世界宣道中心很堂皇的名字。
And then give you a good name calling the world evangelism building.
这到底在荣耀神还是荣耀自己呀、
啊、？Are you glorifying God or glorifying yourself?
是真的建给真神还是建给自己呀、
啊、？Are you offering this building to God or for your own self?
那边的传道自己都说他们在建巴别塔。
Even the preachers there themselves say they are building the Tower of Babel.
我今天不得不讲这件事情。
Today I have no choice but to say
this. 因为这件事情就跟门徒当时指给耶稣看，耶稣啊，你看。我们的圣殿
this
was, 多伟大
Like what the disciples did at the time pointing to Jesus the building how great the buildings were
用46年来建还没有建好的圣殿、啊、
A building a temple that took 46 years to build and yet incompleted yet
46年只是叙利王扩建知道吗还没有加上所罗巴伯的建造你在就业
46 years is just an extension by King Herod the Great does not include the original building of the Babel
大家都进入到这种迷惑去
So everyone has been misled and deceived.
神看重这种外表的建筑，外表的虚荣吗
Does God place importance on this external fame?
神是看重这样的虚荣的。
Man place importance on this external fame and glory.
但你以为神也这样吗
But is God the same?
所以耶稣说、哦哦、你们要谨慎警醒，免得入了迷惑。这是第一个迷惑。
So that's why Jesus said, watch lest someone mislead you. This is the first deceit.
人的骄傲，这些不真实的信仰的圣殿毁掉了。
So this pride of man, now God has destroyed this faith that's not true.
要让他们醒悟过来。
To awaken them up.
这个建筑物只是在迷惑着他们，以为他们爱神，以为他们敬拜神。
This temple is just misleading them, leading them to think they love God, worshiping God.
但主耶稣说你们的口里称赞我，心却远离我。
But Lord Jesus Christ said, "Your lips you praise me, but your heart grows so far away from me."
没有几个人真正在神的面前来敬畏他、敬拜他。
Little, a few are them who truly worship God.
那圣殿被毁的历史哈，不断的在发生。
The history of the destruction temple keeps repeating itself.
最早的就是所罗门的圣殿被毁。
The earliest was the temple of Solomon was destroyed.
那就是586年，主前586年。
B.C. 586。
那个圣殿也是很骄傲的。
The temple they were also proud of it.
那巴比伦王来把它毁灭掉了。
King of Babylon came and destroyed.
到70年后，从巴比伦回国。再次重建圣殿。
After 70 years of captivity, they returned back from Babylon to rebuild the temple.
那个是所罗巴伯带领一般人回国重建的，叫做第二个圣殿。
So Zerubbabel led a group of people to come back to rebuild the temple. It was called the second temple.
到主后70年也被毁灭。
And in 70 AD, again it was destroyed.
那使徒时代的教会呢？被洪水冲倒了。
So the church of the apostle church was destroyed by the flood.
那是在主后110年、120年左右的时间。
And this occurred around 120 AD.
整个使徒教会、使徒圣殿全部没有掉。
So the whole apostle church was totally gone.
那一直到1917，末世真耶稣教会再重新建立，完以圣灵建立教会。
And until 1917, the Holy Spirit, the latter rain Holy Spirit, rebuilt the true Jesus.
但是在启示录结束说，这个教会呢，末世真教会一样要被践踏三年半。
In Revelation again, the Lord Jesus Christ prophesies that the church, the true church of end times, will be trampled for 3.5 years.
到一章的时候，传道人都要被杀。
Even chapter 11, the preachers, the witnesses will be killed.
传道人被杀的意思说，教会的圣工，一切圣工都停顿了。
It means that all the divine works of the church comes to a stop.
没有工人啊，都被杀了，怎么样做圣工呢
？All the workers have been slain. How can the work continue?
这些都是有关教会被践踏、被毁坏的一些预言跟历史事件跟预言。
So these are some historical events and some prophecies regarding the temple and the church being trampled and destroyed.
主耶稣就是在这样的背景中来讲世界末日的。
So in such context, Jesus spoke about the last days.
那我们来看这个24章第1节。
Chapter 24, verse 1.
这里说耶稣出了圣殿，看到没有
？Jesus came out from the temple.
注意。 主耶稣这个出了圣殿的动作。
This action of coming out of the temple.
然后出了圣殿，然后才讲天国福音的。
That only spoke about the sermons of the kingdom of heaven.
他在讲天国福音末日道理的时候呢，是出了圣殿才讲的。请注意这个时间点，它的前后。
He's speaking of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The teachings or prophecies of the last days were only spoke when he came out of the temple.
然后耶稣讲的世界末日也叫做天国福音。
The last days, the end times, is also called the gospel of heaven.
请看十四节
，verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，包括主所讲的末日道理。这些都叫做天国福音。
So this gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached to the whole world. This includes the prophecies of the sermon of the last days.
所以天国福音包括整个末日的情景。
So the gospel of the kingdom of heaven includes the situation or the happenings of the last days.
那也就是传道常常讲的，包括真教会里面要发生的事。
Including the events that occur within the true church.
这是天国福音，主要讲天国福音最后的讲章。
And this is the gospel of kingdom at the last chapter.
是主耶稣最后一次的讲道，可以说是最后一次的讲道。
And we can say that this is the last sermon of our Lord Jesus Christ.
本篇末日讲章。前半部是讲耶路撒冷的灭亡，前半部。
So the first part of this gospel or this sermon is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem.
后半部是讲耶稣再临的情景。
The latter part is talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and what will happen.
直到25章的时候是讲如何得救进天国。
By chapter 25 is how we can be saved to enter the kingdom of heaven.
请注意，讲二十五章的时候是对已经信主了的弟兄姐妹讲的，是对家里的人讲的。
So chapter 25 is spoken to those who believe in the Lord, is to the family members.
二十五章绝对不是对未信主的人、外邦人讲的，跟他们没关系的。
Chapter 25 is not spoken to the unbelievers, the Gentiles. It has nothing to do with that.
所以等下我们进入到二十五章的时候，你会看到主耶稣不再讲相信，不再讲悔改。不再讲洗礼这些道理了，不讲这些了。
Chapter 25, Lord Jesus Christ no longer talk about belief, repenting, or receiving baptism.
因为这是在一个慕道者慕道的前后要做的事，要进行的事来的。
Because these things are done by the truth-seeking friends before they enter the church.
所以24章是对世界的人讲。
Chapter 25 is spoken to the people of the world.
你要赶快信主。
To believe in the Lord quickly.
然后25章是对已经信主的人讲。
Chapter 25 is spoken to those who have already believed in the Lord.
在末日福音里面，你要如何进天国？
The sermon, the gospel of the last days. How can you enter the kingdom of heaven?
不只是洗礼啊这些基本道理哦，洗脚礼这些不是了。
That is no longer the basic teachings of baptism or full washing.
因为那些已经做了的，已经遵守了的。
All that had been done by these people.
哦，还要做什么呢？
So what else needs to be done?
这样你看25章吧。
Later we look at chapter 25.
好。主耶稣出了圣殿，启示我们一个重要的真理。
So Jesus came up from the temple. This revealed to us an important teaching.
好，这属物质、属肉体的圣殿，主耶稣说他要拆毁。
So this materialistic temple, physical temple, Lord Jesus Christ said he will tear it down.
3日后要再建立起来。
And 3 days he rebuilt.
说明神已经不再看重这物质的圣殿。
It tells us that God no longer places importance on this physical temple.
神看重的是属灵的圣殿。
What he places importance on is a spiritual temple.
今天流行的，大家要坐大大的，大家都聚在一起聚会的。
Today the trend is everyone all together in a great church for worship.
这样是那一般负责人有荣耀呢，还是神有荣耀呢？
Is this for the glory of the people in charge or is it for glory of God?
不愿意去分社，不愿意把信徒分散出去。
They are not willing to branch out and send the members out.
不愿意让信徒分散出去，你怎样来建设教会？
If the members are not branch going out, how did they establish more churches?
只有信徒分散了，才能够到各地去建立教会。
When the believers are sent out, spread out, then they can establish more local churches.
当时的耶路撒冷教会就是不愿意分散出去。
At the time, the church in Jerusalem were not willing to branch out.
大家都集中在耶路撒冷。
They all gathered in Jerusalem.
连十二个门徒也使徒也集中在耶路撒冷。
Even the 12 apostles were all gathered there.
主耶稣都一直强调要出去传福音。
Lord Jesus Christ emphasized to go out to preach.
在一起多好啊，多荣耀啊，多很多人，很热闹呀。
But they say how good is it for us to gather together? How glorious it is!
聚会起来唱起来都有力量呀。
Even when we worship together, we sing him together. There's so much strength.
但神怎么样让他们出去呢？
But how did God cause them to go out?
鞭打他们，用管教，用逼迫的。 门徒分散。
God sent persecution upon them, and they have no choice but to go out.
这是才是真正的去建到处建立真教会。
Only then they begin to build churches everywhere.
但是人就是喜欢这种物质的荣耀啊。
But man loves this physical glory.
所以我们教会的负责人，我们的圣职人员要明白这件事，不要再受迷惑了。
So council members of the church, leaders of the church, don't be deceived in this.
嗯，要出去，要分社出去。
We need to branch out.
这才是合乎神的旨意。
And this is according to the will of God. 从主耶稣
出了圣殿，我们就已经明白这件事。
From the time that Jesus came up from the temple, we can understand.
耶稣出了圣殿，没有再回。再没有到回去了，知道吗？
After Jesus came out of this temple, this time he did not return to the temple again.、嗯、
他就被钉死了。后来过两三天，他就被钉死了。
Because few days later he was nailed on the cross and died.、嗯、
这里隐藏着个重要的真理了。
So hidden in this is an important、teaching.
主耶稣要建立的是属灵的圣殿，新的圣殿。
What the Lord wants to build is a spiritual temple, a new temple.、
嗯、应该这个时候呢。主耶稣钉十字架是星期四被抓嘛
When the Lord was captured on Thursday,
星期五就被钉死。
On Friday, he was nailed on the cross and died.
星期六就安息。
Saturday, he was in rest. He was in the tomb.
那礼拜天，星期天就复活。
Sunday, he resurrected.、
嗯、所以主耶稣讲这篇道理哈、哦。过两天他就被钉死了。
So after he spoke this sermon, 2 days later he died on the cross.
他没有再回到圣殿去。
He did not return back to the temple.
耶稣出了圣殿就没有回去。
Jesus came out from the temple and he did not return anymore.
然后出了圣殿就讲圣殿被毁的道理咯。
And when he came out from the temple, he talked about the sermon of destruction of the temple.
所以我们再一次得到教训。
So once again, we receive this teaching.
不要太看重这物质的会堂了。
Do not place so much emphasis on the physical material temple.
要看重的是我们属灵的灵魂的圣殿。
But to place importance on our spiritual temple of our soul.
这是主叫我们要警醒的第一个警示。
And this is the first thing we should watch out. The Lord wants us to watch out for.
免得入了迷惑。
Lest someone mislead us.
主耶稣说，这个圣殿将要被毁。
The Lord said this temple will be destroyed.
我们能够接受这样的道理吗
？Can we accept such teachings？
当时犹太人的信仰中心就是这个圣殿、啊、
At the time, the center of the faith of the Jews was this temple.
但主耶稣说，这个圣殿一块石头也不在，你叫他们怎样接受呢
？But Jesus said, "Not one stone be left upon another for this temple. How would they be able to accept?"
所以犹太人是很恨耶稣、很讨厌耶稣的。
And that was why the Jews hated Jesus.
因为他们以为傲的、以为荣的圣殿，他们是整个信仰的中心来的。你敢敢说会毁灭掉？你在咒诅吗
？Because this temple was their glory, this temple was their pride, and this is their center of their faith and religion. So are you cursing them?、
嗯、当时主耶稣讲这个道理的时候，门徒也不信，也不明白、哦、
When Jesus spoke of this, the disciples did not believe, did not understand.、
嗯我们看约翰福音书二章
Gospel of John chapter 20、
二章
chapter 2 sorry
22节
verse 22
耶稣说这个圣殿要被拆毁的时候门徒也不明白也不相信
So when Jesus said the temple will be destroyed the disciples do not understand do not believe.
到什么时候他们才相信才明白呢
When did they believe and understand
看二章二十二节
chapter 2 verse 22 let's read together
所以到他从死里复活以后门徒就想起他说过这话便信了圣经和耶稣所说的到主耶稣复活才真正明白主耶稣说的圣殿被拆被毁的道理
When Jesus resurrected only the disciples understood this sermon of the destruction of the temple
今天讲到的人在台上讲、啊、这圣殿被你们污秽了神要拆毁它
Today, the sermon speaker on the pulpit said, "The temple has been defiled by you. God will destroy."
哦，这圣殿成了贼窝。
So this temple is now the nest of the robbers.
如果一个传道人这样不断的在教会讲这种道理，你能接受吗
？If a preacher was to say this in the church, we will be able to accept.
你自己慢慢的回答。
So you can take your time to answer this.
你会讨厌这个传道人。
You will hate this preacher.
你觉得传道人都在讲很消极的道理，没有造就的道理。
You say the preacher is speaking very negative teachings.
他是在攻击我们的教会，他在毁谤我们的教会。
He's attacking the church, slandering the church.
你这种心情跟当时耶稣讲圣殿被毁的心，那些犹太人听得很生气。一模一样的了。
Your this mindset is exactly the same as the Jews at the time when they hear the sermon of Jesus.
那第二次啊，再还有一次，耶稣到圣殿去洁净圣殿的时候。
That's another time when Jesus went to the temple to cleanse the temple.
耶稣说这个圣殿被成为贼窝了。
Jesus said this temple is not the den of the robbers.
你看那是圣经怎么描写那些祭司长那些守殿官那些文士
How did the Bible,
他们的表现是怎样
How did the Bible describe the reaction from the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees
他们怒火填胸非常的生气
They were very angry
然后要杀也当时就要杀耶稣
At the point of time they sought to kill Jesus
只是因为人多他们下不了手
But because many people were there they could not harm Jesus
他们认为耶稣在破坏他们、啊、毁谤 讲碎他们、啊、
Because they felt that Jesus was attacking them and targeting
them 但耶稣讲的是耶稣讲的是不是不真的吗？是不真的吗
？But was what Jesus said something that's untrue?
教会已经成圣殿已经成为贼窝了，难道是乱讲的吗
？The temple is not the den of robbers. Were these not the?
谁让它成为贼窝呢
？Who caused it to become the den of robbers?
不是那些带领人吗？不是带领教会管理教会的那些祭司长那些文士吗
？Wasn't it the leaders at the time, the scribes and the chief priests?
难道还有信徒在带领教会吗？不是领导者在带领教会吗
？It's not. Is it the believers that led the church? It's not. It's the leaders.
嗯。这美丽的会堂将来都要被火焚烧。
So these beautiful chapels and temples will be destroyed by fire.
圣经呢有说到几次用火烧的道理。
So the Bible spoke of a few times teachings regarding burnt fire.
那用火烧在圣经有几个意思啦
？So burning with fire has a few connotations in the Bible.
一个是指审判啊。
Firstly is judgment.
将来神要用火来烧这世界。
In the future, God will burn this world with fire.
那个不结果子的那些信徒也被火烧，哈，丢到外面去烧，那是指审判。
And so believers that does not bear fruit will be thrown into fire to be burned.
但是用火烧还第二个意思是显出神的荣耀。
A second meaning of being burned with fire is to show the glory of God.
撒加利亚书先知说，神要用火围住这个圣殿，用火包围圣殿。
Prophet Zechariah said that God will use fire to surround the temple.
你再看这个圣殿就是被火烧的，被火包围，被火。在火里面的。
So when you look at this, it's as if the temple is burnt with fire because the temple is within the fire.
那神说，那是因为要显出他的荣耀，才要这样做。
But God said that is to manifest His glory.
所以被火烧呢，是要显出神的荣耀。
So to be burnt with fire is to manifest His glory.
第三个意思。
Third meaning.
被火烧呢，是要洁净教会。
Is to purify the church.
因为里面肮脏了
，because in it is defilement.
神要把那些污秽、那些细菌、那些渣子烧掉，然后成为金金。
All things defiled, God wants to burn it away that it can be pure.
那是要让教会圣洁。
It's for the church to be holy.
所以教会被火烧是有几个意思的。
So there's a few meaning to be burned with fire for the church.
不要误会主耶稣的意思。
So do not misunderstand the meaning of the Lord Jesus.
不要以为被火烧就是不好，就是毁谤教会，就是咒诅教会。
Thinking burning with fire means something not good. You're slandering the church. You're cursing the church.
在一个灵恩会的时候
，In one spiritual meeting，
有一个信徒他祷告看到这样的异象
，A believer saw a vision in his prayer.
他看到天使出现
，He saw the appearance of the angels.
这个天使手上拿着一个小小的一个盒子
，In the hands of the angel,
像是火柴盒这样的盒子
，is a little box like a matchbox.
然后就有声音对个天使说，把它点火烧了吧。
And the voice was heard saying to the angel, light up the fire, burn it.
听到两次。点火烧了吧。
And the believer heard this voice two times to light up fire to burn it.
开始要点火了。
And so the angels began to run to light up the match.
这个信徒啊，赶快在祷告中喊：不要啊，主耶稣，不要烧啊，不要烧啊。
So the believer cried a prayer, say, "Don't burn it, don't burn it."
他知道主耶稣要把教会烧掉。
He knew he understood that Lord Jesus going to burn the church.
天使已经进来了。
The angels had come in.
他说不要烧。
He said, "Don't burn it."
但主的意思要把它烧。
But the Lord's will was to burn it.
祷告了，大家就传道就问他，为什么一直在喊不要烧？到底要烧什么？
So、after
他说主耶稣要把教会烧掉。
After a prayer, the preachers asked, "Why are you crying out loud? Don't burn it! Don't burn it! Why are you crying this?" And the member says, "It's because the Lord wants to burn the church."
烧教会就是不好的吗？
But does it mean to burn the church is something bad?
我已经讲了，烧教会有几个意思啊。
I said that there are few meanings behind it.
看一下吧，看圣经吧，我讲没有用啊，看圣经吧。
Look at the Bible.
我一直讲没有用的了，看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
以赛亚书
，The Book of Isaiah,
第四章
，Chapter 4.
我们读三节四节
verse 3, verse 4,
要用火烧啊
to use fire
一二三主以公义的灵和混烧的灵怎么样将锡安女子的污秽洗去又将耶路撒冷中撒人的血除尽那时剩在锡安留在耶路撒冷的就是一切住耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的必称为圣要怎样称为圣
So how to be called a holy?
用火烧呀
To burn with fire.
不用火烧都不能干净啊
If you don't burn with fire, they cannot be cleansed.
因为要将锡安的女子他们的污秽洗去用火来洗呀、啊、看到没有
For you need to cleanse the woman of Zion.
一定要用火洗啊用水洗都洗不干净
You need to use fire, even with water, it cannot be cleansed.
嗯然后呢这样呢他们的名字就可以存留在生命册上
，And then,
继续的存留在生命册上。
Their name can continue to be written in the book of life.
因为存留生命册上的名一定是称为圣的，不圣洁那个名字是被涂掉的。
Because those names that remains in the book of life, you will be holy, otherwise it will be removed.
教会今天这么多不圣洁的事，不用烧吗？
Today in the church, there are so many things that are not holy.
用火烧就是不好的吗？
Does it mean that using fire is something bad?
不过用火烧有一个严重的意思是审判哦，老师讲。
But of course, using fire to burn, there's one very serious meaning.
难道神没有权柄？神不需要在教会里面审判吗？
Does God not need to judge in the church?
那些做恶事的。
Those who have done evil.
很糟糕的事情。
A very bad thing.
神要用火审判他不可以吗？
Can't God use fire to judge them?
你一直讲不要啊，不要，那是什么意思呢？
But you can say no, don't do this. What does it mean?
都已经发生过，我们教会一些传道人犯奸淫了。
So it has happened in our church, our preachers who have committed adultery.
做很多坏事的。
They have done much evil.
这些都公开了的。
All this has been revealed and opened.
这些不用用火烧吗？
Shouldn't you burn with fire?
神不要在教会审判他吗？
Shouldn't God judge them in the church?
不要啊，怎么不要啊？
But you say, no, don't do
it. 所以我们以为自己很有爱心。
We think that we have love.
爱教会。
That we love the church.
其实你没有爱心了，你没有爱，真正爱这个教会。
The fact is, you don't have not truly loved.
让教会继续污秽肮脏。
He continues to allow the church to be unholy and defiled.
公义不能够彰显，圣洁不能够彰显。
That the justice and the righteousness of God cannot be carried.
每天讲爱呀，包容啊，包容啊。
Always you just talk about love and accepting them.
那是给魔鬼机会，给魔鬼不断的在那边讥笑我们，不断的在教会做工。
This is giving opportunity to the devil to work.
因为你阻挡啊，不愿意圣洁呀，不愿意让教会圣洁。
Opposing the work to be holy.
传道讲道理就要清洗教会的。
When the preacher speaks, it's to cleanse the church.
里面的骄傲污秽全部洗干净。
The pride and the defilement to be all
cleansed. 不要不要讲这种道理，我们不要这种道理。
But you say we do not want to hear such sermon.
所以这样的留下来的外表的信仰有什么用呢
？So this faith that's just external form, what use is it?
这只是个外表，没有用的。
This is just external faith, it's of no use.
所以说，真正要来建立一个新的圣殿。
Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to come to establish a new church. A new temple, sorry.
那这是主耶稣讲世界末日的这个背景，圣殿被毁的这个开始。
So this is the beginning of the destruction of the temple in the last days.
这是第一个让我们警醒，不陷入迷惑的道理。
This is the first teaching for us to watch and not to be misled.
好，我们进入到二十五章。
Let's enter into chapter 25.
25章里面我刚才已经说了是对信主已经信主的弟兄姐妹讲的道理来的。
Gospel according to Matthew 25, just as I said, is a sermon to those who believe in the Lord.
这里不再讲悔改啊信主啊洗礼啊是啊都不再讲这些了。
It's no longer talking about repenting, receiving baptism and confessing our sin.
这里是讲除了洗礼了已经与主有份了 过后你要怎样得救
so,
你还要怎样做才可以得救
So here say after baptism, after you have a part with Jesus, what else you must do in order to be saved?
这里耶稣讲了三个比喻
Here our Lord Jesus Christ gave three parables.
我们发现到这三个比喻当中耶稣提出我们有三种身份神的儿女每个人都有三种身份
So in these three parables you see that each child of God has these three status.
既然有这三种身份你要尽你的本分去做
Since we have these three status, we need to fulfill our responsibility.
第一个身份就是新妇的身份
First status is the status of a bride.
就是一节到十三节
Verse 1 to verse 13.
这篇道理我们听了千百遍了的
This parable we have heard for thousands of times.
每一次灵恩会求圣灵许多长子传道都会讲这一段圣经的
Each time spiritual meeting,
这听了几百遍的
Each time prayer for the spirit, many ministers to share this parable.Yesterday in the prayer for the spirit, our deacon Luke Chong has shared with us this.
我们听了多少遍了呢?
We have heard this many times.
那你知道这篇真正的用意是真正要教训我们的是什么？你知道吗?
But do you know what is the main purpose for sharing this?
除了要预备油。
Other than to prepare the oil.
这在讲我们的身份啊。
It talks about our status.
我们是有新妇的身份啊。
We have the status of the new bride.
我们是主耶稣的妻子，主耶稣的新娘，主耶稣来娶我们的呀。
We are the wife, the bride of Lord Jesus Christ, and he will come and receive us.
我们是新娘来的。
We are the bride.
要嫁给主耶稣的。
We are to marry to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是属于耶稣的人来的。
We are people belonging to Jesus.
那么新娘应该有她本位，她要尽的责任呢。
The bride has her own responsibilities.
新娘要做的就是打扮好自己，预备好自己来等候新郎来迎接呀。
Her responsibility is to adorn herself and be prepared to be received by the groom.
新娘的身份
，the status of the bride，
要让自己美漂亮、美干干净净、美丽丽。
To adorn ourselves to be clean and beautiful.
没有一个新娘说让自己难看的了，越难看她越好，没有一个新娘是这样的。
Not one bride will make themselves more ugly.
平时都没有好好打扮的。
那 normal days they may not.
结婚那天你看花多少时间，花多少钱去打扮自己，去洗头发，去烫头发，去买衣服，
on the wedding day,
去美容。
They spend so much effort to adorn themselves, to beautify themselves.
这些都很自然的。
All this is very natural.
应该的。
And this is something must do.
因为他要嫁给他的新郎要来迎娶他了。
Because the groom is coming to receive her.
难道新娘不打扮自己吗？
Would not the bride adorn herself?
这个是新妇的身份。
So this is the status of the bride.
那第二个，按才干做工的这个比喻。
So this parable of the talents.
那个是什么身份知道吗？
So what status do we have?
那是仆人的身份。
The status of a servant.
原来我们是新娘。
So we are the bride.
同时我们又是个仆人。
At the same time, we are a servant.
谁要做仆人呢、啊、
？So who wants to be a servant?
做新娘好啊，每天都穿美美啊，打扮美美啊。
To be like the bride is so good, we can be so beautiful always.
没有人要做仆人的啦。
No one wants to be the servant.
叫我做老板就差不多了。
You ask me to be the boss, I will accept.
但主耶稣说，我们是有仆人的身份。
But Lord Jesus Christ say we have the status of a servant.
仆人的身份就应该做工。
The servant you need to serve.
无论给你多少你都要去做。给你一千你也要做，给你五千你也要做，多少你都要做。
No matter how much work is given to you, whether it's 10 or 5 talents, you need to work.
你不能够说你不做。
You cannot say I don't work.
为什么？
Why?
因为我是仆人啊。
Because I am a servant.
我有仆人的身份，知道吗？
I have the status of a servant.
再来。
Next.
那个三十一节那个绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
Verse 31, the parable of the sheep and the goat.
那个是什么身份知道吗？
What status is that?
那个是义人的身份。
The status of a righteous man.
义人的身份就是神儿子的身份。
That is the status of a son of God.
那神儿子的身份他要做什么？
So what is the status of a son of God?
他应尽的义务是什么？
What is the responsibility?
基本上最简单的他一定要有爱心。
The most basic is he must have love.
你看这里讲的就是爱心啊。
Here talks about love.
我病了，你来看我啊。
When I'm sick, you visit me.
我饿了，你给我吃啊。
I'm hungry, you feed me.
我渴了，你给我水喝啊。
I'm thirsty, you give me drink.
我做客你的时候，我没有地方住，你留我住啊，你接待我住啊。
When I'm a sojourner, you welcome me to stay.
我赤身露体，没有衣服穿，你给我穿啊。
When I'm naked, you clothe me.
我病了，你们来看我。
When I'm sick, you visit me.
我甚至下监牢了，你们也来看。
When I was in prison, you came to me.
这是什么东西来的？
What is this?
这完全是指生活上的爱心。
Let's talk about love in our day-to-day life.
哪一样不是在生活上发生的那些缺乏？
Which of these is not the lackings we have in our day-to-day life?
他缺乏的我们就补上去，我们就帮助他。
So what they lack, we help them, we support them.
所以爱心不是用嘴巴讲。
So love is not.
你说你是神的儿女。
You say you are son, children of God.
你是真耶稣教会的信徒。
You say you are believer of the True Jesus Church.
你是义人。
You are a righteous man.
那义人就应当有义人的行为，义人的表现。
Righteous man must have the behavior of a righteous man.
这三件事。
These three things
都组成我们能不能够进天国。
We determine whether we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
每一件事，那个十个童女的五个不能够进去的。
So the ten virgins, five could not enter.
你看那个工人的，那个领一钱的是不能进去的。
The three servants, one, the one with one talent could not enter.
你看那个山羊，山羊是不能够进去的。
The goats could not enter.
都影响着我们进天国的呀。
So this directly affect whether we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
这里不是说你要洗礼哦，进天国要守安息日哦，你要洗脚，这不谈这些，这些已经做过了的。
So this no longer talks about baptism, keeping a Sabbath, food washing, because this is something we've done.
现在讲的，你有没有这个那个心腹的那个预备？
But this talks about whether we have done and prepared like a bride.
有没有那个忠心仆人的表现？
Yeah, the faith, whether we are faithful like the faithful servant.
有没有神子的那种爱心？
We have the love of the Son of God.
没有下去吧。
If you do not have, then you are cast out.
我洗礼了的哦。
But you say I'm baptized.
我已经洗脚礼了哦。
I received full washing.
啊，你看耶稣二十五章是怎样讲
？But how did Jesus say in chapter 25?
丢到外面去。
Cast them out to the outside.
所以道理是很严厉的，不是随，不是我们常常哎呀哎呀要安慰他呀，不是这样的呀。
So the teachings is very strict. It's not always talking about love, love, just accept them.
对，爱是对的，安慰他也对的。
Yes.
但是不是一整天都是这样的
？Yes, love and comforting them is correct, but not only do this.
他要做呀。
They need to fulfill the responsibility.
他不做要责备他，要提醒他呀，甚至。
If they don't do it, you need to rebuke them and tell them.
不然他是不能进去的呀。
Otherwise, they cannot enter the kingdom.
没有爱心能够进去吗？你说。
Without love, can they enter?
因我病了，你没有来看我。
If I'm sick, you do not visit.
我饿了，你没有给我吃。
I'm hungry, you do not feed me.
衣服穿，你不给我穿。
I'm naked, you do not clothe me.
你自己的衣服都穿不完了。
Your own clothes, you have so much.
给我一件衣服，你都不肯。
But you're not willing to even give one set of clothing.
你说你进天国。
You say you want to enter the kingdom of heaven?
我不信了。
I don't believe
因为我信耶稣讲的，你没有办法进天国。
Because I believe what Jesus say, you cannot enter.
管你洗脚礼还是洗脚礼，管你那些
have,
那些已经过去的事啊。
Whether you have received baptism,
那些是在二十四章的事啊。
Those are things in the 24.
二十五章不是这样讲的呀。
Chapter 25 is not this.
因为我们已经是神子了。
Because we are already a children of God. We have the status of righteous man.
都这么重要。
So each of these are so important.
好，那我们下午还有一节。
So afternoon, we still have another session.
我们再来讲那个交战的哈交战的道理。
We talk about now waging war.
那现在我们还有一点点时间来讲这个十童女吧。
So we still have time to talk about these ten virgins.
十童女那个张执事已经有勉励过了，我就不想再讲了。
Deacon Chong has encouraged us. I will not.
但是我要提醒的。
But I want to remind.
十童女本身要做的四件事，你知道吗
？So the four things that the ten virgins needed to do.
十个童女，十个都要做的四件事，
so、
不论是聪明还是愚拙的，都要做的四件事。
So ten virgins, there are four things. Whether they're foolish or wise, there are four things they need to do.
第一
，firstly，
他们都要出去迎接新娘。
They need to go out to meet the bridegroom.
这是主耶稣给他们十个人的工作，十个人的责任，十个人的使命。
So this is the work, the commission, the responsibility given to them by Jesus.
管你是聪明还是愚拙，十个人都要做的。
Whether you're wise or foolish, all ten need to do.
要出去迎接新郎。
To go out to meet the bridegroom.
那迎接新郎前，要迎接新郎主耶稣之前，你要做三件事，
before,
一定要有三种行为，三种表现。
Before you meet the bridegroom, you need to do these three things. Three things you need to prepare.
第一，你要拿着灯。
First, you must have a lamp.
第二，你要出去。
And second, you need to go out.
第三，你要在那边等。
And then you need to wait.
你做得到吗？
Can you do so?
有做有三个行这三种行为吗？
Have you done these three actions?
要拿着灯。
To take lamp.
然后要出去。
To go out.
然后要等。
And to wait.
这就是他们第一件事，要出去迎接新郎必须要有的行为。
And this is the first thing to meet the bridegroom. These are the things they need to actions they need to do.
第二件事。
Second thing.
他们要预备油。
They must prepare oil.
就是说他们要添油。
So they need to add oil.
特别是不知道新郎几时来的时候。
Because they do not know when is the groom coming.
特别是新郎延迟一些事情延迟没有来的时候。
Especially the groom is delayed.
你更加要预备油了。
All the more you need to prepare the oil.
嗯，这是他们要做的第二件事。
The second thing they need to do.
第三件事。
Third thing.
这个预备油哦，那个原文是说，他们没有带着橄榄油。 他们没有带着橄榄油，没有带着橄榄油跟他们一起去。
The oil in the original language says they did not bring with them the olive oil.
原来去迎接新郎，你要带着油跟你去啊。
So to meet the groom, you need to bring with you the oil.
好，那第三件事他们要做的。
The third thing they needed to do.
他们要警醒。
They need to be alert.
不能够睡觉。
Cannot slumber.
特别是新郎迟延的时候。
Especially when the bridegroom delayed in his coming.
嗯。如果没有迟延，那是没问题的。
If he was not delayed, then it's still right.
问题是主耶稣迟延了。
But the issue is the Lord Jesus Christ has delayed.
都全部都睡了。
So all they have fallen asleep.
注意哦，是全部都睡了。
Think not all of them had fallen asleep.
不是愚拙的才睡哦，啊，那个警醒的也睡哦。
Not only the foolish one, even the wise ones.
哦，这是他们要做第三件事。
So this is the third thing they needed to do.
他们要警醒。
They need to be vigilant.
那关于到睡觉，我顺便提醒一下。
In regards to sleeping, I'd like to remind.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
他们的睡觉虽然全部都睡，但是有分别的。
Although they all fell asleep, that there was difference.
你看得出来吗？分别在哪里？
Where lies the difference?
第五节。
Verse 5.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。原来这里有两种睡觉的状况。
So there's two state of falling asleep here.
一种是打盹，不是真正的沉睡，不是沉睡，只是打盹。
First type is being drowsy or slumber.
当然打盹你是迷迷糊糊的，半睡半醒。
So you slumber means you're half drowsy.
那另一种是睡着了。
The other type is totally fallen asleep.
那个是睡得很沉的那种状况。
Falling into deep sleep.
那个原文有死亡的睡。
So in the original language, it's a connotation of death.
像一个死人睡了，你怎样叫他都不会醒的。
Just like a dead person, you try to wake them up, they cannot.
虽然他们全十个都睡。
Although all ten of them have fallen asleep.
可是睡的情况有不同。
So, but they are different states.
一种是打盹。
Some is just being drowsy.
一种是睡死了，睡死了。
Some has totally fallen asleep.
不过打盹，如果你不警醒，你打盹、打盹、打盹，也会变成。
When you are drowsy, when you are drowsy and slumber, if you are not alert at the end, you fall fully asleep.
这个是我想要跟大家分别出来。
So this is something I have to point out that's different.
好，第四件事。
Fourth thing.
这十个童女，他们都要起来收拾灯。
So they all need to wake up to trim their lamps.
特别是主耶稣正来做了，正在来做了。
The bridegroom, Lord Jesus Christ is on the way.
他们都要起来收拾灯。
So they need to rise up and to trim their lamps.
你收拾好了吗？
Have you trimmed our lamps?
主耶稣，他听到主耶稣来了。
When you hear the Lord is here,
头发梳好了吗？
Have you combed our hair?
衣服晒好了吗？
Have you tucked in our shirts?
鞋子穿了吗？
Have you put our shoes?
啊，这个就是收拾好啊。
This is what it means to trim the lamps.
衣服没有晒好，头发没有梳好，脚没有鞋没有穿好，全部整理好，就叫做收拾灯啊。
So this is what it means to trim the lamp.
我已经收拾好了。
I have trimmed my lamps.
我的衣服也洗干洗好了。
My clothes are cleansed.
我天天都洗衣服呀。
I wash my clothes daily.
啊，要补的那些破洞我也补好了。
All the holes that need to be patched up, I patched them up.
该添的油我也都添满了。
Oil I have added to the lamp.
这就叫做我收拾好。
This is what I mean to trim the lamp.
每天都把自己收拾得干干净净。
Every day we trim our lamps, clean ourselves well.
整整齐齐。
Cleanse ourselves well.
这是他们十个童女都要做的事。
And this is the work that all ten virgins needed to do.
这样你知道了吗？
Do you understand this?
第一，他们要出去迎接新郎。
They need to go out to meet the groom.
第二，他们要预备油。
They must prepare the oil.
第三，他们都要警醒。
They need to be vigilant.
第四，他们要起来收拾。
They need to trim their lamps.
以后你听到道理。
So in the future, we hear teaching sermons.Especially rebuke.
就是在叫你收拾灯。
Is to ask us to trim our lamps.
你就赶快收拾就好。
Then quickly trim your lamp.
那最后呢
？Lastly,
我要讲的最后的一件事。
The last thing I want to share.
你有没有发现到
？Have you taken note?
十个童女几乎都是相同的。
They are all ten virgins are about the same.
他们有十个相同的地方。
They have ten similarities.
你信不信
？Do you believe？
他们只有一样不同而已。
But only one thing was different with them.
只有这一样不同就进不了天国。
And just this one thing that was different, they could not fight for not enter heaven.
可是那个十个童女哦，包括愚拙的，跟那些聪明的， 他们有十个相同的地方，都一样啊，十个哦。
So the five foolish one had ten things exactly the same as the wise one.
你自己算看，那有十个一样的做功课。
So I give you this homework, you can kind of count which are the ten things they are.
休息的时候或者吃饭的时候来跟传道讲一讲。
So in the break time or during lunch, you can kind of tell the preacher.
你说你听了几百遍啊，百多遍啊。
You have heard this for hundreds of times.
你没有发现到这个十个相同地方。
Have you taken note of these ten things that are the same?
我很惊讶
so I
只有一样不同进不了天
Only one thing different and could not enter the kingdom.
这是我很惊讶的地方
This something or something
真的他们进不了知道吗
Indeed they could not enter
他们在拍门啊主耶稣啊我预备好了主啊我天好忧了耶稣说我不认识你
Because they knock on the door and say we are ready but the Lord's groom say I do not know you
耶稣把门关掉不给他们进来
Jesus closed the door and do not allow them in
就只有那一样不一样而已
Just the one thing that was different.
所以信仰是开玩笑的吗
Is a faith something to be joke about?
轻轻猜猜是这样子吗
Something to be haphazard about?
我跟你讲，十那个进天国的十样有，他们没有进天国的也有这十样，他们也有这十样。
These ten things needed to enter kingdom heaven. These five foolish virgin have it.
自己去找啊。
You can look at it yourself.
Murder.
Silent prayer.